Now, Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnewen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Our first headline comes from NBC News. The cereal giant Kellogg's has agreed to pay $5 million for a class action lawsuit that was filed against them. Their cereal Kashi was found to be misleading because it contains the phrases all natural and nothing artificial. The cereal actually contains several artificial chemicals, including pyridoxine hydrochloride, hexene processed soy ingredients, glycerin, and sodium phosphate. This sure puts a new spin on the term cereal killer. Kim, it also brings up a pet peeve we both share, labels that play on consumers' emotions without proof of accuracy. What's your take on this Kellogg's lawsuit?
You know, I am so glad that they're getting hit with this lawsuit because the whole thing about labeling is it's so ridiculous. There's so many of them that are, you know, on all the products that we buy every single day. And, you know, as consumers and parents, it's so confusing because you see, you know, something like natural or healthy on a label or fat-free, and you think, oh, this is perfect. So you grab it and you don't even pay attention to, you know, reading the label. And this is what we always try to tell people is read the fine print. Find out that, you know, fat-free, they're taking one thing out. They're going to be adding so much crap in there to make up for it that you're getting a whole other list of things that you don't want in your body anyway.
Right. You know, it was interesting. I was at a grocery store the other day, and on the front of the juice product, it stated contains 100% all-natural fruit juice. I read the back of the label, Kim. It says contains 8% fruit juice. Now, technically, they're being honest because 8% of that is fruit juice is 100% all-natural. So it's deceiving, but they're finding these loopholes to lie to us.
Right. That's exactly it. They're loopholes. Like the FDA will say, you know, they allow a certain amount of, you know, something that could be that we don't want in a product, but it's at such a low level, like the zero trans fat. They can get away with it by either reducing the serving size or just they don't have to talk about it because it's such a, the FDA is allowing such a little amount anyway, but why are we even allowing such a little bit anyway?
Yeah, you bring up a good point. They allow a little bit, but they allow the label to say zero. I believe it's like 0.5 grams per serving is allowed, but you can still say zero trans fat on the label. So my thinking is, so if you eat two or three of those products, you still think you're getting zero trans fats, and it's a lie. That's just
getting them. And yeah, the whole thing about bread, people get really confused about, they ask me all this a lot about the bread, and it might say, you know, whole grain or whole wheat. But if you're looking at the ingredient and the, you know, because you have to pay attention to the first four, if it doesn't say made with whole grains or whole wheat flour, you're just getting refined flour. You're not getting the whole grain bread. And that's so misleading as well.
Yeah, you know what gets me is these food companies, they hide ingredients. So they're in there, but we don't know they're in there. And I know you and I have spent several years informing people to stay away from artificial sweeteners like aspartame. So now food companies, Kim, they hide it on the label by calling it amino sweet. Doesn't that sound nice? Amino sweet or APM or phenylalanine.
That's so cute.
And that's dangerous, but it just sounds so loving.
Is.
Ooh, amino sweet. That's got to be good for me.
See, I haven't heard that. That's a good one. That's a good one to pay attention to, because if they're changing the wording and you don't know what it is, you're assuming that, oh, well, it's labeled on there that, it, you know, there's nothing bad in it, so I'm going to go ahead and get it. But then you've got the artificial sweeteners, which are the big no-nos with us.
Right. You know, and another thing is, Kim, the serving size manipulation. You know, so many foods, you think you're having servings that are actually there, but they're divided in two or more on the nutritional labels, making you think it has less sugar, fat, or calories. For example, you know, people usually drink a whole bottle of soda in one sitting, but the label will indicate that a bottle is actually two or three servings. And ice cream is the other culprit. I've seen it where it's, say, one serving is a one half cup, but you know, most people sit down and they eat more than that in one sitting. So look at labels carefully, folks. You know, that's just so important there. And any other quick one that bothers you, that irks you?
Well, I think, you know, that as a mom, when the one you mentioned, you know, made with real fruit or real fruit juice, that sort of gets me, because when we're giving our kids what we, you know, we want to be otherwise you're pressing fresh juice at home, and that's not always feasible. So I had to, look really carefully at the product, and I have to spend more money, which I don't mind, because I don't want my son to be drinking juice that's not juice. That one I always tell parents, pay attention to that.
Yeah, makes sense. Let me get to our quick headline here. The second one's kind of going against the grain. Being overweight may not be as unhealthy as you think. In fact, it may offer health benefits. A recent study even found that being overweight but not obese is associated with longer life expectancy. Fat provides much-needed energy during sickness, and a person with low body fat is 4 times more likely to die from heart disease as an overweight person with the same diagnosis. Very interesting twist. What you and I've been saying for years, Kim, can being overweight be healthy here? It's a different viewpoint.
I spent a lot of time looking at this and reading about it, and it's something about physical fitness is really important here, because the Center for Disease Control was talking about the importance of the physical fitness aspect so much more than weight and body mass index. It's more of, the heart and lung performance, muscular strength, endurance, flexibility, stuff like that. And there's studies suggesting that, physically active people that are overweight do have lower rates of cardiovascular disease. And, this can be compared to a thin person who is sedentary. So, yeah, it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah. I'll share this. I have a patient who's overweight. She exercises 6 days a week. She's a vegetarian. She eats organically. All her blood pressure, cholesterol, lab levels, they're normal. She's overweight, Kim. She will always be overweight. She always has been. But be that as it may, I think this article is giving false hopes. That fat that surrounds the abdominal organs, it's called omentum, and it's been linked to heart, kidney, and liver disease. So if you're healthy, but you have this omentum, it can be a time bomb. You just don't know it yet, So I think they're analyzing these people now, but what happens when they're in their 70s? I think it's sending the wrong message. I do think some genetics, if you're overweight, you can be healthy, but I don't know. If it's arm fat, it's fine. Leg fat, fine. Belly fat, it's too much science out there showing that's just dangerous.
And it's true when you were talking about that, and they say that the different types of fat and the fats that are more internal and are getting near your organs, and that's the kind of fat that's the most dangerous. So, I agree. I think it's a really kind of slippery slope, because you don't want people to say, oh, that's it, this is my ticket to be overweight, I can eat whatever I want. But, I think that's wonderful for your patient, being able to be as fit as she is. And some people just aren't meant to be, thin, and that isn't always healthy either. But I think just trying to have a good, healthy body weight and, a good physical fitness routine is the most important thing.
That's right. My thinking is this, Kim, a Volkswagen battery inside a semi-truck would struggle to energize the engine. How would a normal-sized heart and a large body not do the same?
Right.
So I think that there's, I know this study's saying, oh, it's okay, you can be overweight and health. And I, like I said, my patient's that way. I don't eat as good as she does. I don't exercise as much as she does. She's like my hero, but she's overweight, but she's healthy.
Right.
And I wish I could tell you I have more patients like that, but honestly, she's it, and I'm impressed with her. So I think there's some merit to overweight people being healthy, and it's not an issue for them. But I think all in all, if you look at the majority of people, being at your ideal weight and not overweight is still the key, though.
Right, exactly. And I think, too, it's when I had extra weight when I was pregnant, it was definitely hard on my bones and my joints. So, you do feel
being
that extra weight.
Being overweight's the key. That's great. Well, that concludes another episode of Chew On This. Join Kim and I, your dynamic duo of due diligence, next time as we chew on more news you can use. And Kim's book are available at healthybitchdaily.com. And follow her on Twitter at SkinnyBitch and me on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. More to come after this short break. Stay well. Stay tuned.